Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I'm your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you are doing well, and that's a sincere hope, not in the casual way we hope somebody says they're okay when we're walking down the street so that they don't stop and have a conversation with us, but sincerely hope that you're doing well. This week I wanted to talk about something that I think everybody goes through. I don't think it makes us unique, much like looking back at a high school yearbook where everybody was trying to be a unique person and yet all the photos look sort of the same. And that's the fact that we all live in crazy town. I personally have quite a large piece of property in crazy town. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about this notion of how we approach our work and some of those crazy things that come up for us. And I've talked about this off and on throughout this podcast and off and on through my writing and through my teaching, if you've attended one of my classes or one of my workshops. We struggle with a lot of different things about how we create. And we try to find ways to be creative. We try to find new ways to approach things. And the thing that's interesting about our approach is that we're all crazy. We all have actually almost the same issues, the same processes we're struggling with, and we resolve them oftentimes in the same way. But when we're approaching our problems and we're approaching our creativity as a very individualistic action or activity, it becomes easy to spiral out of control. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about some of the things that I spiral with that I normally don't share with people, because I think it might help others realize that their own issues are something that they can share. And once we start to share them, in many ways, the craziness of what we're dealing with sort of dissipates as we talk about it. One of the things that I struggle with all the time is that inner dialogue of whether or not we're good as a creative person, whether we create interesting work, whether we're a good photographer. And my example for this and my analogy for this is that I have my creative side and then I have my critical side. And the thing I always try to do to my critical side, I call it solving for pi is the solution. And I tell my critical side that if it's so smart and it's so much better than I am and it makes better photographs than me and it's more of a genius than my creative side is, then why doesn't it solve pi to 200 decimal points? Because any genius should be able to do that. And it kind of distracts it and it goes off to prove whether I'm right or wrong. And that's just a kind of a microcosm of an example of the crazy part I'm talking about in Crazy Town. The fact that my own ego, my own id, my own brain gets in my own way, that I have to distract it with overly complex math problems, says something about my creativity. The other thing that I really struggle with, and one of the things that happens to me on a regular basis, is that I will hit certain points, and it doesn't happen with a regular frequency. It kind of just ebbs and flows in, but there's times where I literally hit a wall, and I think the only solution is to quit photography and to sell all my camera gear. More than once, Lori, my partner, has had to walk me off the ledge of giving up photography, giving up my passion for creating, my passion for seeing, and just holding up into something else. All of my rationalization, all of the things I experience seem so real when I'm caught up in that moment. That moment of believing that there is nothing I could photograph, there is no picture I could take, there is no amount of editing I could do to make anything interesting. And if that's truly the case, then why do I own all this camera equipment? I should just give it to somebody who could actually do something with it. The rational part of me, the part of me that sits down and actually looks at my work, I actually have certain photographs that I really love that I've taken. I actually think I do have some reasonable skill level when it comes to taking photographs. I think I have an interesting approach. It's one of the things that drives me to want to continue to be a photographer. But for some reason, every once in a while, something clicks and I fall into this state of needing to get rid of all of my equipment. I can't explain what brings it on. If I knew what brought it on, I would make every effort to make that not happen, because it's a horrible place to be. It's a horrible situation to be in, to feel like the only solution to becoming a better artist and a better photographer and a better creator is to get rid of my photographic equipment. It's not solved by getting new equipment. I've talked about that numerous times, that new gear doesn't solve that. I also have learned giving away gear doesn't solve that. What ultimately solves that is having conversations about, I have this feeling that I just can't get over. And in the exercise of talking about it, in the exercise of verbalizing it, it seems to minimize the impact. It seems to make it seem that it's okay that I'm frustrated with my work. It's okay that I'm actually frustrated with the experience. And oftentimes, by having the conversation out loud, I'm able to realize that what I'm truly frustrated with is not that I need to give up photography. I'm frustrated with a very specific actionable thing I can do with my photography. Maybe it is I need to finish that project or get back into the darkroom and finish printing a certain project, or I need to get back and finish shooting a certain project that I haven't touched in a while. It's always something very concrete that is driving me crazy. It's always something very concrete that is easily attainable that makes this craziness go away. But for some reason, I keep adding on rooms into my crazy town mansion to accommodate this weird idea that the only solution when I'm frustrated is to completely give it all up. As I've talked with other artists about this, and I realized I'm not alone in that. There are other people who feel like sometimes the solution is just to give it all up and to quit. And they don't either. They somehow work through that and whatever their process is. And I realized, and what kind of was the seed for this conversation today, was that as much as I think I'm alone in Crazy Town, we all live in Crazy Town. We all have something that drives us batty and drives us crazy. I think one of the things for me that also kind of points to that is oftentimes when I'm working with somebody who is creatively stuck or creatively trying to work with something, I find that it kind of goes back to the analogy of the forest for the trees. They get so enamored or so focused or so myopic onto one aspect of their photography, they fail to step back and take a look at the bigger picture about what truly matters, what's truly important, what's truly engaging. And we get so concerned about something very, very specific, one image, one editing process, one technique, one idea, one concept. Everything becomes singular and back to that one. And like I said in the beginning, one of the great parts about all of us acknowledging that we all live in Crazy Town is that there's community there. We're all connected somehow. And even if it's by our insanity, we're able to support each other as a community, as a broader group, because the thing that connects us all is our desire to create, our desire to express ourselves. The uniqueness of what we have to say is who we are as the artist. But that desire to share is something that compels us to work together, and we all want to do that. And we want to see others succeed. When we remove some of the little petty jealousies and envies of why is one photographer better known than another, or why does that person's work on social media that's crap have more followers than me, whatever it is, when we remove all of that, I believe that one of the things that truly marks a creative person is that they strive for the creative act and they believe in the creative act. They want creativity to succeed. They want creativity to be out there, and that society moves forward when we all get to express our creativity and use that to allow us to connect to one another. So by the very fact that you're willing to share and realize that while you may be crazy in one way and somebody might be crazy in another, if we can support the effort to move all that forward, that becomes something significant in the building of our work. I have also found that even as I sit in my own studio and there's times when I'm just so frustrated and I'm so bored and I can't get anything done, and I start to have thoughts about maybe I should change what I'm working on. Maybe I should move into painting. Maybe I should move into sculpting as something serious versus just an academic exercise or just another outlet. What I realize and what I've come to realize in myself is that it's so much easier to sit in a space of anxiety and fear because there's an emotional reward there of some kind. There's something that allows me to justify or rationalize out why I'm not successful, why I'm not creating the work I want to create, and that whether it's blame, whether it's guilt, whatever is the flavor of the day that pulls on that anxiety, that pulls that tension that keeps me from actually doing the work, the reward is there that I get to somehow experience that it's not my fault. It's not that I haven't succeeded. It's that something else is predicated that I can't achieve what I want. The interesting thing about working with other artists and when we start to realize that we're all kind of in this big collective crazy spot together is that success is not dictated by whether or not I get off the couch. It is only dictated by whether or not I get off the couch. Success of the creative act is in the action. So the way you create work is you create work. The way you work through being crazy is you work through being crazy. And as difficult as it is and as challenging as it is, the desire to still go to the studio, the desire to still pick up the camera is paramount. And we have to work through all of that anxiety because the creative act itself is the reward. You know, writers who write, write all the time. Painters who paint, paint all the time. As photographers, we got to photograph all the time. And that reward, that negative candy we get, that negative reward we give ourselves for not picking up the camera because of something else, some external locus of control, really drives an experience for us that says, rather than create, I'd rather blame something else. And what happens to a lot of us, I think, is that becomes easy. That becomes the pattern we get in. And to break out of that pattern, we have to somehow change the paradigm that says, I'm not doing this, I'm not creating this, I'm not experiencing this. And why? And what is it that I'm doing? And articulating that and saying that out loud is important because as soon as, like I said, with my own conversation about math problems, as soon as I say it out loud, as soon as I express why I want to get rid of all my camera equipment out loud, and I'm no longer just in my own brain, those problems quickly disappear. So what I would encourage you to do is if you're finding yourself feeling like you're really becoming the mayor of Crazy Town, or that you're just not getting what you need, is to start to reach out and have conversations with people and be willing to take that first step of saying, here's what I'm experiencing. I'm frustrated. I'm tired. I'm lonely. I'm destitute. I'm not creative. Nothing's happened. I haven't taken a photograph in 8 months. Whatever it is, to start to accept that it's not wrong. It's not bad. It's not incorrect. You haven't done anything bad. It's the way you are experiencing what's going on right now. And in that acceptance is what we start to move forward. And I think what's important is when somebody else communicates with you, your job's not to fix Crazy Town. Your job's not to fix anything. It's just to kind of hold the space for them. It's to be able to say, I'm listening, I'm understanding, and I'm letting you have the space to kind of work through this. I'm just holding that space so that you can talk and figure this kind of out on your own without me telling you how to fix it. So I think that's something that for all of us who are really struggling and trying to work through different aspects of our art, that that's something to think about is really how can we help other people who are living in Crazy Town? We can let them be as crazy as they need to be and just support whatever their craziness is and see what direction it takes them. I know for me, the more I get to talk about that kind of stuff, the easier it becomes for me to share that. And like I said, the interesting thing is I find that there's a lot of people who share those same kind of oddities, experiences, and feelings. And there is comfort in knowing that I'm not the only person out there like that. Well, I hope you have a not super crazy week. I hope you do get to get out and rake the leaves and kind of trim up the trees in Crazy Town so that you feel good about your house in Crazy Town. Next week, we're going to talk about some gifts you could possibly give a photographer or if you have a friend who's just kind of a creative person, some of the options and opportunities you have for creating something cool at the holidays if you're looking for some gift-giving options. Don't forget, you can always find us up on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and all the places podcasts are found. Hope you have a great week, and I'll see you next time.